Right now, we're going to welcome in Nancy Heaton from the Foundation for Community Health. As we are a nonprofit here, and every year when we file all our papers, our 990s, we take a look at what we've done and what we've accomplished and what we've endeavored in doing over the previous year, whether it's offering live interviews to various nonprofits, whether it's helping other nonprofits raise funds by promoting them, whether it's news, the coverage that we extend out and cover in our tri-state region. We put it together all in a nice package report. Well, it's time to take a look at the Foundation for Community Health and what the last year has brought with them. And Nancy, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Hope all is well.
I look at some information that was sent to me about the foundation. And in 2021, total grants over $1 million.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've actually, because of some years where we've overspent by quite a bit, we've almost averaged $1 million a year in grants over time. But yeah, it was a year where we particularly needed to make sure that services were covered during this time of COVID and all.
You know, it's interesting because you bring up COVID and you bring up what you normally would do on a regular basis, and you add COVID on top of that. Mm-hmm. But the amount of nonprofit organizations you work with, I see in the report is I think it's 32. Now, people might say that 32, that's not a lot. 32 nonprofit organizations for an organization like yours to work with. There's a lot of work that must go on to make this all happen.
Yeah, well, people have to remember we are very place-based, right? So our pool of people that are actually working to help, create, healthy conditions in our community, those kinds of nonprofits, they're, it's a very small area. It's 9 towns in Connecticut and 8 towns in New York State with less than 55,000 people in it. So we really have been trying to focus our work locally more and more over the years. And not that we haven't been local, but to make each of those grants more significant. We are typically not known for doing a lot of small grants, so we've never had a huge number of grantees or grants within a given year.
Well, yeah, but the grants that you come up with, and this is the important thing that I've recognized over the past year and a half, 2 years, that we've had different organizations interview with us, there would be a lot of programs out there offered by different nonprofits in our area that wouldn't be around if it wasn't for you to be there and supply those grants to make those things possible.
Well, they may or may not be there, but I hope that we have helped to make them stronger and better, and actually that's where we're pivoting even more towards. So in this past year, we've started to enact our strategic plan. So instead of just helping some of those organizations maybe just support a program that we thought was really necessary, we're doing more of what we've done sort of in substance abuse prevention, where we're trying to get at more root causes. And so we're working with the organizations, some of the same organizations we've worked over time, and said, what do you really need? What do you need to actually complete your mission? Like, what would help you? And so we've designed a lot of our grant making this year and in the coming year to think about how can we strengthen those organizations. I mean, they're the experts. So, how can we help them do what they do better? And so we've designed a number of different ways of trying to do that.
I think it's interesting that you've, on top of what you normally do with your granting, that you have developed the new strategic framework, and you're not just resting on your laurels. You are looking at other ways to expand and broaden and help. And if ever there was a time that this was needed, this uncertain time where pandemics seem to go on for years, and the economy and people move in, people move out. We have a diverse mixture of very wealthy people and people not so wealthy in our area. Your foundation, since its creation, has really found its niche. And what I think is interesting about it is you work at it, you strive at it year to year, not just keeping it the same, but actually reaching out and making it better.
Yeah, because remember, we can't do anything in isolation. We have to do everything in partnership. That's sort of the motto of doing doing anything in a rural community anyway, but, you know, nobody can do anything completely alone. So I think COVID really showed how strong a lot of our nonprofits were. I mean, they managed to do amazing things during a really difficult time. And so in acknowledgement of that, we're, you know, we don't want to be the ivory tower saying, oh, we think this is a good idea or that's a good idea. You know, if we happen to have a good idea, we're going to go out and try and, you know, see if there's somebody, some interest and validate whether or not it's a good idea. But mostly the nonprofits and the other organizations helping out the community know what they do, they know what they do well, and they have a better understanding of how they can do that. And so, for example, you know, this year we've given out more unrestricted funding. Almost 60% of our funding went out this year in mostly unrestricted or, you know, semi-unrestricted, meaning we didn't really ask for details about how they were going to do something. They said they wanted to do something, and we gave them the funds to be able to do that however they chose to spend the funds. So we initiated a multi-year general operating support grant for some organizations that are serving our neediest population. So, you know, they're just telling us afterwards, you know, what they've been able to do to increase and strengthen their organization and increase their capacity to serve. We also had, for the first time, a capacity building grant opportunity that was competitive, but we funded, I want to say, 15 different grantees or so with ideas that they came up with. They say, we want to, you know, learn about this. We want to try this, you know, and we said, okay, you know. And the funds were restricted only to the extent that whatever they said they wanted to do, rather than saying, oh, you need to spend $15 on this or $16 on that, you know.
It's interesting that we're talking once again with Nancy Heaton at Foundation for Community Health. You also don't stand alone because you set up partnerships with other foundations and work jointly. I guess it's the more the merrier, the better, the more involved, the more coverage you get.
Sure. Well, we wouldn't be very good at what we do if we didn't emulate the same properties that have been successful for, you know, other organizations. So, you know, we also need to collaborate, and not only do we collaborate with you know, with our grantees, as we've spoken about, but Berkshire County Community Foundation, Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, and then there's even consortiums beyond that that we have worked with, even the Connecticut Community Foundation, where Berkshire Taconic and the two other Connecticut foundations I mentioned, you know, have created an adaptive leadership cohort where a lot of the organizations in our community are participating in a six-month program to learn more about from each other how they can be even better at what they do and adapting to whatever scenarios you know, come their way. So that's a very exciting program. We'll know more about it in a few months. They've just started their program.
And you're also involved in a couple of programs that hit home here and also across the country. That is the opiate task force, and also with the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau and the McCall Center, behavioral health issues. Those are extremely important issues, not only locally here but across the country.
Absolutely, and actually, those are some of the experiences that made us, you know, move even more in the direction of upstream, where we're looking to try and impact, you know, upstream a little bit more. What can we do to prevent things from happening? And both of those were examples of prevention networks where we have been working with those coalitions and supporting those coalitions since inception. In some cases, I'm talking about 18 years of supporting some of those coalitions. And this year, mind-blowing that both were able to secure federal funding for the next 5 years, 3 to 5 years, and in some cases you can extend that to bring those resources into Connecticut. So the federal government has recognized that those coalitions have really done their homework and brought people together to try and solve problems. And that was really exciting for us to be part of that, seeding that whole collaborative effort.
Well, as I sit here, we're going to end this interview in just a few moments. I think that people don't realize how important the foundation has become in the overall operation of nonprofits and advancing ahead. And all this happened, of course, with proceeds that were originally from the sale of the hospital. And you guys just seem to do year after year after year, put an amazing amount of money, work, and effort back into the community, and you're to be congratulated for that.
Well, I hope people know about us, and that's the last thing I'll mention about our new strategic plan is we've vowed to be more transparent and open about what it is we're doing, how we're doing it, and asking for feedback. So on our website now, you can actually see the responses. We had a grantee perception survey out there. We're going to be putting up literature and spreading the word about, you know, what programs have worked, what programs haven't worked. We're going to be a lot more open and communicative about that. So that's one of our goals in the next year is to develop that capacity.
Well, Nancy, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great new year and keep up the great work, everybody at the foundation.
You too, and stay safe.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Nancy Heaton, CEO, Foundation for Community Health, here on Robin Hood Radio.